I think it's always helpful if you go to the voters in an election and get voted on and approved by the voters, at least by a majority of the voters. And I think that'll help me with my mission, which is to have the best education in Illinois. I don't want our state to be out-educated by any state in the union. And that's really, I think, the best way to keep our economy going forward and going strong, to have a governor who believes in education, invests in it, and make sure we have good jobs.
What have you learned in this campaign or during your time as governor so far that you think would make you better if voters do elect to keep you in office? What have you learned?
Well, I think what I've learned over and over again every day is how strong the people of Illinois are, how faithful they are, how patriotic they are. You know, I work a lot with our service members, our veterans who have answered the call to duty, who've gone forward in the face of danger and dangerous places like Iraq and Afghanistan. And when they come home, I want to make sure they're helped. All of our citizens, I think, understand that it's our duty on the home front to take good care of those who have borne the battle. And I've seen over and over again, as governor, people in every part of Illinois, cities, suburbs, downstate, you name it, come out and salute our soldiers when they come home. I think we have that duty, and I've been very, very inspired by how the people of Illinois have banded together to help not only our service members and our veterans, but everyday citizens.
How about your biggest disappointment since taking office?
Well, I was hoping that the members of the General Assembly, both parties, both houses, would put aside politics after I got sworn in January of last year, and really work on some important things for the future of our state. I really believe the state has a responsibility for funding our schools. It's in our Constitution. It's been there for 40 years. The people put it in by referendum. That the state has a primary responsibility for funding education in schools in Illinois. And our state hasn't lived up to that in the last 40 years, and I want to make sure we do. I think that all of us as adults have a duty to sacrifice some of our present in order to help our kids' future. We're custodians of the future, and I appeal to the General Assembly to invest in education, and part of that is to make sure that we lower property taxes in Illinois. They're way too high. They're unfair. Most people pay more money every year in property tax than they pay in the income tax and sales tax combined. So I want to get property tax relief, and the best way to do that is for the state to do a better job of funding our schools.
Obviously, that hasn't happened as you've spoken to, no tax increase. One of the comments that I hear often about you is that, you know, Pat Quinn is a good man, his heart's in the right place, but he's just a bad manager, kind of an idea guy who flip-flops too easily and just doesn't have the gubernatorial skills to move his agenda forward. How do you defend that?
Well, if you compare me to the Almighty, to perfection, I'm not perfect, but compare me to the alternative. I'm running against Senator Brady, who wants to cut education by $1 billion and shift the burden of financing schools more onto the property tax. I'm running against Senator Brady, who wants to cut the minimum wage. 1 million people in Illinois depend on the minimum wage. Their kids depend on it. They have a governor of Illinois who is a millionaire who doesn't pay any federal income tax. Brady hasn't paid any federal income tax for the last 2 years. And he wants to cut the minimum wage. He also wants to end our program called Put Illinois to Work, where 26,000 people have gotten jobs since early May, in a program that the New York Times has said is the best in America. So I think you need a governor who, you know, I'm not perfect. I claim that, you know, I don't claim to be. Who is? But compared to the alternative of someone who is going to slash education, slash your minimum wage, and fire people off jobs, I think I'm a pretty good guy for the people.
You have said that you're leveling with voters by campaigning for a tax increase for education. And I think many would agree that that's a gutsy political move right before an election. But even a 4% income tax will not get Illinois out of its budget mess. And advocates for social services say it shouldn't all be dedicated to education. More than schools just need that money, and Illinois needs more. Would you support a higher tax increase than that?
No, I propose a 1% surcharge on the income tax for education. I think that will help our budget immensely. You have to have an honest person running for governor. You know, Republican governors, they always tell you before the election, no new taxes. George Bush did it. so did Jim Thompson, so did Jim Edgar, so did George Ryan. And what do they do after the election? They raise tax on ordinary people. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to tell people the truth ahead of time. I'm running against Senator Brady, who's at war with the basic laws of arithmetic. He said he's going to cut the budget by a huge amount. I've already done that. I've cut the budget by $3 billion, more than any other governor in Illinois history. Brady wants to cut the budget on education by $1 billion. That will raise local property taxes. He also, he wants to cut taxes on multimillionaires. He wants to cut the estate tax on multimillionaires. That shifts the burden onto ordinary people and fires teachers from the job. This is not the right way to go for Illinois. We need a governor who has common sense. That's what I have, not nonsense.
You've mentioned bipartisanship. Can you name a plank from Bill Brady's platform that you think is a good idea?
It's hard to find one. You know, we're talking about one of the most extreme senators of all time. He was asked at debates last week, name something you've done in your 17 years as a state senator. He basically has been someone who has been a backbencher. He said one of the things he did was deregulate banks. Well, deregulate banks, that's what got our economy in terrible trouble in America. I'm not for that. I think we need to regulate these financial institutions so they don't run our economy into the ground. I commend Senator Brady. He has a nice family, but he has bad policies for families in Illinois, and that's what democracy is. There's a contest. It'll be held next Tuesday. I hope people vote. It's important to vote.
If you do win that election and stay on as governor, what specific act would you first do post-election?
Well, obviously, we have to make sure we always have strong ethics laws, honesty laws. I've worked for that my whole life. Honesty is the only policy, and I assumed office at the most difficult time in Illinois history. We had an integrity crisis. George Ryan was in jail. Bob Blagojevich is going to jail. We have to have an honest governor. I've passed campaign finance limits, first time ever in the history of Illinois. We've strengthened the Freedom of Information Act. We have recall on the ballot for the people to vote on. We've tightened up the laws regarding procurement of state goods and services. I've got to be every day, a governor who watches over the integrity of the government. And I've done that my life, and I think I've done it pretty well.